Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Biggest goal for Elliot was to get him off the range, because up here when he's not playing hockey, he gets in trouble.
Blake has not just a chance, like a real chance of playing in the NHL.
Is your name Blake too? Awesome.
It's the trailer for Hockeyland. If you have kids who play hockey or you have grandkids who play hockey, I think this is probably in your wheelhouse. Kevin Powell said, hey, you got to check this out. It's called Hockeyland, and the director is on the phone, Tommy Haynes. Hey, Tommy, I'm guessing you played high school hockey.
I played some hockey in Minnesota, yes, back in the day.
And this movie, which is, it's more like a documentary, right?
Yeah, it's a documentary. I mean, the Chicago folks should know Hoop Dreams back in the 90s. That's what I kind of was inspired by when I was a teenager. And so it's similar to that, where we followed the story of four boys going through their high school season in northern Minnesota.
And was it in Eveleth?
Yeah, Eveleth is one of the towns in Hermantown, which is just outside of Duluth. There are the two schools we follow, but two boys on each team we follow through their senior season, and it was quite the ride.
I've been to Eveleth several times because I've gone to visit the Hockey Hall of Fame. And hockey is king in that area. I feel like every kid grows up playing hockey. And I know several people in the Chicagoland area, not only who have kids that play hockey, but play well enough that during COVID, they felt if they couldn't play here, they would send them off to Minnesota and school them somewhere else because it's such a part of their life. And, of course, I think every kid that plays hockey has hopes of playing in the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, this is a part of the country where, you know, hockey is, it just takes over the town. It's part of the communities, like the fabric of these communities. And, you know, when you think of Texas and football and even basketball in Indiana, this is Minnesota and it's hockey. And I think this film is all about capturing the essence of that and the experience of these boys growing up in these hockey crazed towns. And yeah, like you said, the dreams of playing in the NHL someday. And one of our four guys actually got drafted in the 2020, NHL draft by the Montreal Canadiens. So it's just fun to see kind of, you know, where these boys are headed, not just even hockey careers, but just as human beings. Fun to just get to know them and see what their life is going to hold in the future.
This is Tommy Haynes. He's the director of Hockeyland, which is a documentary, but it also has, I don't know, it's got heart and drama to it as well. Some people were comparing it to Friday Night Lights. Do you appreciate that analogy or no?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, it's a similar concept in that, yeah, like I was saying, it's all about the passion of these communities and that kind of goes all the way down to these players that have been kind of fostered by, you know, the volunteers, the communities, and just they've looked up to the older players, you know, from generations before them and kind of followed in their footsteps. That's kind of what Friday Night Lights does too. It's the same thing in Texas. It's a big compliment to be compared to that. It's a great show and something that we obviously looked at, kind of how that show was structured, and kind of took as much from that as we could as far as how we made this film. And I think it has some of that same kind of cinematic quality that Friday Night Lights has.
Is it currently available on Apple TV, or do you have a release date coming up?
We are in theaters nationwide, and I think we're still in Chicago until Wednesday, so you can check that out in Chicago until Wednesday. And then we are on Apple and Amazon October 18th. Very soon.
And you did this with your younger brother?
I did this with my older brother, although he looks probably younger than I do. him and my also counterpart, Andrew Sherburn, and my DP, Ben Handler. So it's kind of the four of us that took this whole project on.
What I've noticed about hockey is that it's not just that one person in the family, a kid, plays hockey, but it really is a family effort, especially when you're playing travel hockey, and just the amount of gear and effort and practice. And if you're not on a great team, the only ice time you get is very early in the morning or very late at night. Is all of that kind of played out in your documentary?
Yeah, you for sure. You see the dedication of not just the players, but the families involved. I think you could almost just make a film about the hockey moms, just the effort that they put forward and, you know, organizing all this and the effort that they have. So Yeah, that's a big part of this film is, you know, the family involvement and how much it takes to, you know, this, the support that these kids need to make a hockey career happen.
What was the biggest challenge in making Hockeyland?
Well, it's tricky. It's always tricky to get to know these families and get the trust of them from the start. And so, you know, there was times these kids would ghost us and they wouldn't respond to text messages for, you know, weeks on end. And so just doing our best to staying on them and making sure that they can kind of trust our process and what the film's trying to do. So that took a little bit of time. But once we got to know the families, they were all great, very welcoming, as well as the communities. And so, I think when people watch this, they're going to see kind of the heart, like you said, and just the intimacy that we got with these players and really got into like what it's like playing high school hockey in Minnesota and what that experience is like.
Kevin, I thought you had a question for him. Do you?
No, I'm just very interested. I saw the trailer and it looks Tommy, what inspired you to make the film? Like what was your background here and how did you decide to follow the players you did and all of it? How did this entire project come about?
Yeah, well, this is the area where I grew up in. I grew up in a little town called Mountain Iron, which is just a few miles from Eveleth, and I grew up playing hockey there. And so this is my fifth documentary feature film, and this has been a film I've been wanting to, I was just curious about what hockey was like now, you know, 30 years later up there. So that was kind of the impetus to the project. And then just picking the teams, I wanted, some team that was kind of close to where I grew up, but also had, you know, a historic story. So the Eveleth team in Minnesota is very classic storied program that has had, you know, dozens of Olympians, and that's where Lisa was saying the Hockey Hall of Fame is, and so it's a very storied town, and then Hermantown has all these new elite players, and so we kind of wanted to show both the history of hockey in Minnesota, but also these new dynasties with these up-and-coming players that really have a chance at making the pros. So that's how it all got started.
Yeah, if you're up in the Iron Ore Range, and you stop by Eveleth, I believe that the hockey stick is the biggest in the nation, isn't it?
Yeah, they call it the big stick. Yeah, it's right downtown.
So you said you've done five. Have any of these been in movie theaters before?
Yep, our last film, Saving Britain, we made a trip through Chicago, even at the Gene Siskel Theater. So yeah, this is our second theatrical release with films, and it's a lot of fun. It's you get to travel around and meet people in different communities, and it's exciting to do this. And like I said, we have a couple of weeks left of the theatrical run, and then on streaming services on the 18th. So yeah, it's a fun time for our film crew to get this word out, and we're getting a lot of great response even from outside of Minnesota. So it's been a lot of fun.
Tommy Haynes is the director of Hockeyland. So if you don't catch it in the movie theater right now, you can actually catch it streaming on Apple TV, and that's beginning October
18th.
All right. Well, yes. I can't wait to see it, and we'll certainly spread the word to all the hockey families because it really is a whole family effort when you've got a kid playing hockey. Thanks for joining us, Tommy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, lice. The American Academy of Pediatrics issued new guidelines for lice, and they say, keep the kid in school. Don't make your kids stay home because they've got lice. We'll talk to the dispatcher and manager of Lice Busters America. Yeah, there's whole companies that deal with this. And we'll talk to an Illinois state trooper coming up about road rage. The story about the 3-year-old being shot in the head because of road rage is just heartbreaking. I know you saw the story over the weekend. How do we prevent it? How do we get away from it? We'll talk to an Illinois state trooper and see if they have anything they can share with us that will keep us all safe. That comes up after Steve Bertrand's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.